am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Oh, yes, we are. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great, big, vast world of ours. This is Purpose Talk Radio. I am your host, Cindy Freeman. And we always broadcast here through Blog Talk Radio on Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 8 p.m. in the UK. So I welcome you here, whether it be live or archived. If you want to listen to us again on an archive, tape-recorded show, you get it at the same link where you're listening to it now. So thank you for being here with us. Today, our guest will be Mina McIntosh, talking about Operation Make a Difference and living fully within your purpose. And I'll bring her on in a couple of moments and actually introduce you all to her and her to you. Before I do that, I would like to let you know that basically Purpose Talk Radio is about that. People who are living their purpose and want to share with all of you how they came to know what it is, how they came to achieve it, and what they might be able to offer to you so you also can find a way to achieve your purpose and know what that is. If you yourself or someone you know would like to be a guest on our show, please do get a hold of me. You can email me at cindy@purposetalkradio.com, C-I-N-D-Y at P-U-R-P-O-S-E-T-A-L-K-R-A-D-I-O.com. Also, if you have products that you know will help people achieve their purpose, or something else you'd like to share with us, there are opportunities for marketing program also through Purpose Talk Radio. Again, that email address would be how you contact me on that. There are a couple of ways you can participate in this show, because it makes it a whole lot better if we're not just talking to ourselves, although I can carry on quite a conversation with my guests just fine, I promise. But it would be great if you all would like to participate, comment, ask questions, all that kind of stuff. And you can do that a couple of different ways. One is if you are listening live through Blog Talk Radio, if you scroll to the very bottom of the page, I do have the Blog Talk Radio, Purpose Talk Radio chat room open, and I welcome you to make any comments there. Know that after the show, anything that is posted in there, of course, will be gone. So the secondary place that you can communicate with us is over at Purpose Talk Radio Conversations on Facebook. If you have Facebook, please feel free to come over there. Momentarily, I will be posting a thread right at the top of the page so that you can ask questions, comments, whatever. Anything that might really during the show, please feel free to comment there. I may or may not have a chance to be able to comment myself, reiterate some of the things that are said, so feel free to join us over there and do it yourself. If you are listening in the archives, the cool part about that is that thread is always up there, and hopefully during the week, Yamina and myself and any of our other previous guests come over there, continue the conversation, and can participate with you if you do post something after the show is over. That wonderful stuff. Let's see, what else do I want to tell you? Next week, our guest is going to be gifts and function their purpose with a service animal, because October, among so many other things that it is, breast cancer awareness. I can't even remember all of what comes up this month. Sorry. One of them is Service Animal Awareness Month. So I'd like to have her and anybody else share with you what having a service animal means to them and how it helps them with their purpose. When I was experiencing the legal blindness, one of the things, of course, I was always around was guide dogs and leader dogs. And a lot of people really don't know what they can and can't do. And that's why I want to share that with you next week. Into November, we are still putting off those authors from that collaborative book about building their business with social media. We don't have a date set for that to be rescheduled yet. But know that that is coming. So just keep an eye on the Purpose Talk Radio website, Facebook pages, all that kind of stuff. And you'll find out when they're coming. Other than that, I have a couple of weeks open, so feel free to let us know. Like I said, if you have someone you want to talk to or about on our show, and we'll gladly see what we can do on that. So in the meantime, I will bring on to the air Yamina McIntosh. Hello, Yamina.
Hello, good afternoon, Cindy. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Yeah, it's so much fun. I met Yamina about a year ago. We both do live in Milwaukee. Boy, it was just a charged day. We were both sharing some of our experiences about gratitude and life and moving beyond our life challenges. And it was kind of a little bit of a mutual admiration society, I think, there. That day, and it was so cool because, you know, I hear about people that are going through challenges all the time, and to hear how they are overcoming that, speak from the stage, and how they are grateful for what they can do in the moment, and yet have these wonderful plans for their life. And I heard Yamina talking about that, like, oh, I got to have you on my show. And it's taken a year to do it, but that's okay. It's okay. It's all in appropriate timing.
Yes, it is.
So thank you for being here. So, you know, what is your, and we're just going to chit-chat for a moment before I actually give some of the people your bio, you know. So you have, you know, we're getting a little bit of what maybe your typical day is because you've got a lot of other things going on in your life. But, you know, like in this fall weather, is this a time that you enjoy being outdoors, or would you prefer to huddle up under the blankets, or what do you do with your life in the fall here?
Sure. Actually, fall is one of my most favorite times of the year, fall and spring. And during this time, I don't really like being outside a lot. I like to be indoors, preferably in front of a fireplace if possible, drinking some tea, writing, grading papers or something of the sort. But definitely I like to be inside and warm, nice music, and different things like that, or working out.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So, yeah, I got a chance this weekend to go out and be in the outdoors, and it's actually pretty nice. It, you know, the temperatures were down in the 40s, but gratefully it didn't feel that cold. So I was enjoying that, walking out in nature in the woods and all kinds of stuff like that. So it's pretty
cool. We've been blessed with this weather.
What you're saying.
It's been beautiful weather
really
that
have.
We've had here. But I love to watch the way that the leaves change. And so I like doing that and been out. It's been about 50 or 60 some days, and some days 40. Now, those are okay days to be out. But when it's very cold, I don't want to be outside.
Yeah, you and me both. Once we get, you start hitting 20, I go, okay, do I really have to get up this morning?
Right.
Anyway. So, I want to tell the folks a little bit more officially about you, some of the things that you enjoy doing and participated in, all that kind of thing. A couple of you, you know, you look at your life as being very blessed, and like one of your favorite quotes that you shared with me, you know, the power of your life is within how you think, how you love, and how you live. Yeah. You know, and
yes.
We'll find out a little bit more about what that really means for you. So, but folks, Yamina McIntosh is an author, poet, motivational speaker, life coach, cause athlete, which we'll have explained a little bit further, playwright, talk show host herself, and an advocate. Truly a Renaissance woman. She's the founder of an organization called People Having a Mutual Love for Inspiration. And that's an entertainment, that's a production company that focuses on producing inspirational, motivational plays, improv events, public service announcements, and commercials. She's also the president and CEO of ThinkBoxer Incorporated, a brand strategy, life coaching, and life mapping firm designed to assist individuals to find their purpose, stay in their lane, and flow in their purpose. Add to that, Yamina is the creator of No More Chance Survival Journey, a 3-day, 100-mile walk-run to raise awareness about domestic violence. That's what else is in December. How did I, or in October? How did I forget? Domestic Violence Awareness Month. There we go.
Right.
Great time to talk about that, too. Also the creator of A Run to Overcome, another 3-day, 100-mile run-walk to raise awareness for funds for autism. So you have got a lot of these run-walks, these energizing things and saying that, well, as that's where the cause athlete comes in, I believe, correct?
Yes, that's one of the areas. Being a cause athlete, I participate in marathons and duathlons to raise money for organizations that are on my platform, which are lupus, breast cancer, domestic violence, and autism. And so everything I compete in, even the books I write and CDs that I have, that I give a certain portion of those proceeds to those organizations to help further in research, also to help with placing, you know, homes, families, different things, nutrition, whatever it is that they need.
Okay, cool. So the question that I ask people, you know, you come through a lot of these things. The first question I like to ask is, you know, what was there a turning point in your life? You know, without going through a lot of what actually is your purpose at the moment.
Sure. Is there a turning point in my life? I've had a couple that brought me to this place of where I knew that it was time for me to walk in my victory. Being a person that has systemic lupus, which is an extremely debilitating disease, I knew that since I'm able to survive and I have survived, I wanted to do something to inspire people. And one of the things that I really realized that, you know, God uses me to do is to empower, motivate, and inspire people. And so when I began to start training for my very first marathon, which was 5 years ago, I met a lot of different challenges. However, a lot of people along the way that were asking questions as to why I was working out so much or what was going on with me, and I was able to share my story. And that was the ground floor of me actually doing my very first marathon. And those are people that I'm actually still in touch with today. And so building that paradigm of a cause athlete at that time, I had no idea that that's what I was going to do. I just wanted to run a marathon. But when I saw that there was potential for me to raise money for organizations, touch people's lives, and to cultivate those relationships, that is when that began to blossom. And then I really knew what my purpose was as it relates to being a cause athlete. But I still had systemic lupus and not taking any medication for it. So that's where the draw was. And then people and opportunities began to come to me and gravitate to me because of that.
Hello there.
Hello. Hello. Hi, Cindy.
So, I thought I warned you about losing internet connections. There you go.
Wonderful. There you go. And so that's what inspired me and as a cause athlete. So as I continue to build, although I do have the physical challenges of a person who has systemic lupus, getting through those, working through those, and keeping my health intact has really been something that I believe that God is using as a tool of inspiration and for people. And I'm constantly motivated all the time, and I want to do, you know, at least another 10 marathons before I turn 40 years old, which would be next year, August 18th. So I'm working on it.
Oh. Yeah, cool. Cool. And I know you were kind of trying to do something this year yet that, again, kind of delayed, but, you still got that journey ahead of you and that plan to do that Ironman and that marathon and all those other things yet. So.
Oh, absolutely. I was chosen to participate in Ironman 2014. That would have been in July of this year in Marseille, France, and also in Italy. However, this year, unfortunately, I had two strokes, one in January and the other one in March, and they were minor strokes, but they actually caused me to have to go through a stint of rehabilitation where I wasn't able to train like I did last year. And so although my numbers walked over the finish line, I still would like to participate. So in 2 weeks, I'll actually be conferencing with the powers that be that are over Ironman in Marseille just to see how we would be able to work that out and see if my registration would still be good for next year's marathon, the Ironman. And I'm excited about it because I'm determined to make it there. And I'm crossing my fingers that I don't have any more health issues that would prevent me from competing.
Wow. I like I said, I knew there was something that held you back this year, but I guess I hadn't even heard about the strokes and all of what that was. Because you don't out in the public. You just keep moving forward and keep doing what you're supposed to do. Yeah. So. Wow.
But that's the only way to live. The only way to live is
stroke
would just
like. Yeah, it would knock most people down, even with one, let alone two. Yeah. To hear you saying someone's an Ironman. So for those who don't know, I didn't stop that word so today. It's apparently the magic word. what is an Ironman? I mean, I have a general idea, and probably some people do, that running and all of that at the time. So would you explain to folks what that is?
Oh, sure. Ironman competition is a triathlon, so it's three different competitions in one. You have a 2.4-mile swim, a 26.2-mile run, which is equivalent to a regular full marathon, and then you have a 100-mile bike, and it's all done over a couple of days. And that's what an Ironman is. You have your duathlon, which would only be a running or in a bike or a swimming bike, swimming run. And then your marathon would be your half marathon is 13.1 miles or full is 26.2.
Wow. So over how many days is that going to take you to do that, that you have to stay in that fit and that strenuous part on your body?
Oh, and that having that beautiful experience of fitness. Well, I would be in France for about 10 days, but the Ironman is only going to take between two and three.
Okay.
Now, how long it's going to take me, typically it really should only take 2 days to do everything, but then there are some people who do it in one, so on and so forth. But with the times that I've been keeping, swimming is my biggest challenge in terms of keeping time. But within, 24, a little bit over 24 hours, the idea is to be able to complete that.
Wow. I can't even imagine. I grew up with a pool in my backyard and used to swim laps, but I guarantee it was nowhere near miles and miles of this. And I loved it, but yeah. So what it really entices you to want to do an Ironman?
Well, I believe in pushing the envelope in life. I've done so much. I'll be 40 next year. So I'm 39, and I've done a lot of my life. However, it's just raising the bar and raising the standard and wanting to do more. And since I have done, to my credit, to date, 32 walk, runs, marathons all over the country, just wanting to do something different. And I just wanted to see if I could do it, but also to be on that platform where I'm a part of a U.S. team, a larger team. to really open up doors and give me a bigger reach to reach people, you know, and to bring awareness to the different issues or the sicknesses that either I've gone through or I've been affected by. And so that's why I want to do it. And so why not? I don't have to win, but I'm going to finish. And that's why I chose Ironman, because it's one of the most challenging sports that a person can do next to CrossFit, marathons, and competitions.
Okay. So is it a team score and a team time that you get, or are you pretty much racing against yourself?
You're racing against other individuals. You know, you can have anywhere from a couple of hundred to a couple of thousand people that would be participating. Now, typically the Ironmans, I've never done one, but as far as the registers that we're part of, they're called lotteries. We're looking at about between 1,000 to 2,000 people, if not more.
Okay. And why do it overseas? Why in France?
Why not?
That's even more of a challenge.
There you go. Absolutely. I've always wanted to go to France and to be there. And when the opportunity arose, I actually submitted my story and application over 3 years ago. And I was just informed last year when I was training for the 3-day 100 mile walk run I did. And I was ecstatic because, you know, wanting to do this, and I finally was contacted, and I went from number 585 on the lottery list to number 41 on the lottery list. My plane ticket was paid for, and then I was taking a couple of members from my campaign team that helped me with last year's run. They were going to be going to France with me, of course, to help. But I said, why not? Let's push the envelope. Let's go to France. And then after we do France, let's do Italy. And then after Italy, I don't know, let's do something else. Why not?
That's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah. So they sponsor you to come over for that, did you say?
Correct. My plane ticket I was paid for by, there's an organization, a lupus organization, that I'd been working with and doing some consulting for. So they actually partnered with me, and then they actually sponsored my ticket. Now, hotel and different things like that, we would have to do fundraisers for. But they did sponsor that. And actually next year, hopefully my organization, the Lupus Light Group, will be the organization that I'll be representing, in addition to Think Boxer, the Judith Shalom Project, and the Love Right campaign. So those would be up under my family umbrella that I'll be representing when I compete next year.
Okay. So we hear about all this ambition. Now, you have the lupus. What does that mean to your body? What does it typically do?
With lupus, the type of lupus that I have actually affects my major organs. So my kidneys, my lungs, liver, even my heart, and my eyes, so on and so forth. And what happens is I have problems with my muscles, my joints ache, they swell, I have issues walking, I have very bad headaches, tremors sometimes, and the loss of speech, and sometimes like memory loss, vision loss. When I'm going through what's called a lupus outbreak, or I'm having an onset. And so those are some of the things that actually happen with lupus, extreme back pain that I deal with. And the weather has a lot to do with it. Sometimes when it's going between seasons, like summer into fall, I might go through an outbreak where I might not be able to walk for a couple of days or have to walk on a cane. And those are some of the things that happen. That's on a mild, on a mild scale. I don't take any medication and no pain meds for lupus. Typically someone who has what I have, they would take an Oxycontin or a Percocet, but I don't take anything to manage my pain or my symptoms. I do it all holistically through prayer, yoga, and meditation and exercise. I've had it for a little bit over 11 years. I found out about the lupus when I was pregnant with my son, And from there, I was on medication 11 years ago, but through my journey, just learning more about it and seeing what works and embracing more of a holistic regimen, and that's why today I don't do meds. And I'm able to compete or run and work out the way that I am because of, I believe, the regimen that I have, the holistic approach that I'm taking now with dealing with the lupus.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I have a cousin who has lupus, too, and, you know, when I've listened to her and watched her over the years of what she can and can't do even for work, and you say, I mean, you talk about this where you can't even walk sometimes and you'll be running this mega trip. And I, you know, that just is really impressive to me, you know, and that you have that goal and are so determined to do it. So I hope, can't wait that when you do, that not only, I know there's going to be pictures all over your Facebook page, but please make sure that you do come back on the Purpose Talk Radio page, too, so that we can see that and, you know, everybody else can rejoice with you as well.
I will.
Let's see. So what, you know, what did you want to do when you were younger? Did you have any ambition of fitness and, you know, living this kind of lifestyle at this point? Kind of a, you know, I'm not taking chances, I'm just going for it kind of an attitude.
Absolutely. When I was younger, I wanted to take over the world, and I wanted to change the world and help people and, you know, eliminate hunger, you know, kind of, you know, the thing that when, you know, kids are younger, what they think about. As I began to grow, it never really was fitness, but what I wanted to do is really embrace my uniqueness. I've always been very different. My mother calls it being eccentric, but I just believed I could do anything, and so I did. I set out to do any and everything I wanted to do, and I pushed the envelope in every area pretty much. And so everything from high school, college, you name it, I've done it. To just try to do something new, I wanted to be an inventor. So I started creating things and just going for what I knew. And everything has been a lot of trial and error until I really found my niche in life, my purpose. And that's where I got into a really good groove in living.
So have you invented anything specific that you're still looking to get out there, or is that kind of just off to the side? I mean, obviously we don't want to know about anything violate any getting patents or anything, you know.
Exactly. And because of that, then I won't, you know, say a whole lot. However, I do have my hands, you know, in some things that I'm working on that I'm perfecting before I actually release to the public, and I am working on a patent for two of the products that I did create. And then I do have some intellectual property items that I've worked on, some databases that I've created that I'm working on. So I'm excited about that. It's kind of some stuff I can pick up when I'm not writing books or training or mothering my son or taking care of my family. So I'm excited.
Okay, you've mentioned your son. You just brought up your son. Your son has autism, right?
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Oh, you've got an additional, quote-unquote, burden on you. You know, how do you manage, you know, you've got some special needs there for him. You've got some needs for yourself, for your own health. And how do you manage your schedule and all those kinds of demands as well?
Well, one of the things that I do every day in the morning and at night and throughout my day is I pray. I pray a lot. I am a woman of faith, and I meditate, constantly changing the conversations with myself, which is important because it lays the foundation and sets the tone for every moment of your life. Now, as far as with my son, I really needed to be very involved in his life. I realized that autism wasn't going anywhere and that it was either going to be something where it was going to interrupt my life, which it did for a season because I needed to be educated about it and learn my son, or it was going to help me, and it was going to actually be a benefit to me, and I stand on that side of saying how much of a blessing and a benefit it has been to me thus far. But everything, I try to time everything. Now, knowing my son and dealing with him and been involved in his development and his academics, I know how, if he's going to have a tantrum, if he's not. My son is 11 now, and so I have a lot of challenges with that, growing pains, with him getting older, going into puberty, asking a million questions and challenging me on every end of life, you know, so I have to make sure I have time for that. And just making sure that he's getting everything that he needs. And sometimes I do have to make a lot of sacrifices on my end just to make sure that I am able to feed those needs that he has and to nurture and to cultivate his learning. As far as having lupus, though, my challenge is sometimes I'm not able to run, jump, and play basketball with him because I'm a sporty. I love sports and you know, my son is into basketball and things, but I can't do all of that all the time with him. Or the times when I'm extremely fatigued because of the lupus and my son is, you know, asking, are we there yet? Or, you know, mommy, can we play? Or he's, you know, wanting my attention. Sometimes those can be challenging times and moments, you know, as a mom, period. But those are things that I deal with. But I've learned to just be very observant of the time and also in how I manage. And we do all right. I'm happy to say that my son Micaiah is a phenomenal young man, and he is really growing into something else. I'm happy.
And so are there other family members or people around you that are able to pitch in, help, or you pretty much to run your own schedule?
Sure. I have a very supportive family. Micaiah has an awesome father that does help with him and when he's able, as far as schedules that work out. But then definitely in my life, I have a wonderful family, a significant other, just definitely that work with Micaiah and help. And then his grandmother, they love him. And he has a cousin that is 30 days older than he is that he's with quite a bit. And they call themselves brothers. Of course, they're cousins. And he has been a huge part of in my son's development and him growing and learning and even with his speech and him becoming more apt to be around other people and other social environments and how he participates. And so that's been a big help for me.
Nice. Yeah, that is. This helps a lot. Well, if we have someone on the phone line for you before I ask any other questions, what I forgot to tell people is that you can call into the show as well, and you can do that by dialing 347-205-9074. Again, it's 347-205-9074. Whether you are listening via Skype or on the phone, please do press 1 so that I know that you are on, you know, wanting to talk to us today. And I am going to bring on Joyce to talk to you today. Welcome.
Wonderful.
To Purpose Talk Radio, Joyce.
Welcome. Can you hear me?
Yes.
You
hi,
sure
this
can.
Is Joyce.
Hi, great. Well, I have that pause on my phone, so sometimes I don't know if I get binged off, you know. I'm here.
Yep,
yeah,
yep.
Mina, I would like to hear a little bit about your coaching model. Cindy described that a little bit. I'd like to hear more about that and how you have developed this model, what the components are, and how you work with people.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for that question, Joyce. Of course, you would ask such an amazing question. I thank you. Definitely. The name of my company is called Think Boxer. And what I do, what my gift is, and how I work with people is I help individuals with life strategies. I sit down with them and I want to know everything that they want to do. I am that ear and that sounding board for that first 30 minutes to see who are they, what do they like, what are their dislikes, what are all the things that they have picked up and put down. What are the things that they need to finish and complete to really help them arrive at a place where they can say, this is what I want to do, or help them finding out what is it that they want to do in life. And from that, we work on their personal brand. Who are they? What do they want to convey to the world? How do they want to be experienced? How can they use all of their life experiences, trials, tribulations, and victories to really become the person that they need to be and not who they believe people want them to be? I help people find out and discover their beauty, but also walk in their authenticity and to stay in their lane. And that's what my coaching model is about. Definitely there is a spiritual component in that, because oftentimes when I am meeting with people and dealing with people, I'm able to sometimes see what it is that they really should be doing and to see in that greater person inside of them, not just cheering them on, but saying, if you've been doing this for 15 years and it has not been successful for you, there's something that we really need to tap into and unlock so that we can help you be fulfilled, help you be really more successful and prosper in every area of your life. And that is what I do as a part of Think Boxer.
So is that a one-on-one coaching that you're doing with people? Is that how you're doing that?
Yes, it is one-on-one coaching. However, I do workshops and group sessions. The other side of this is also working on creating logos and company brands and packaging quotes, so on taglines for a small company's home-based businesses, which are really my focus. And then so working with nonprofits, local organizations, international organizations, definitely.
Great. And so you really have a passion for the small business entrepreneur.
I do.
Helping them to pull all the pieces together.
Yes, I do. I do. I have a passion for helping people like that. But also, when you have people who are jacks of all trades and they're not really making the impact that they would like, there's a frustration component that goes along with that, that oftentimes keeps people from reaching their pinnacle or their full potential. And I believe that one of my gifts is really helping people to get excited about life and be encouraged to reach their zenith.
Cool. Their zenith. I like that. Well, thank you. And I happen to know something about you, so I don't know if you're going to get into this in the show, but, you know, I'd like to listen and hear you maybe speak about your music and that portion of you, your talent also. So if you get into that, Cindy, that would be awesome. Thank you.
Sure. We can reach you, dear. Yeah. Anybody that's listened to this show knows very well my passion for music. So, yes, we will make sure that we get into that as well. Thank you, Joyce.
Okay,
I'm
going to
put you back on hold.
Bye-bye.
If Joyce, if you would press 1, that you're off the queue. In case you decide you want to come back on, then I'll know the difference. If you have another question up in the future here. And again, you know what, that music stuff again reminds me, boy, I need my checklist today. The song that we started the show with is called I Am Who I Am. And, you know, between listening to you talk about, you know, your passion with coaching, your life and the music and all of that, you know, I think I know myself, I am very scattered with school, with writing, editing, with Facebook, with the show, the radio show, all of this stuff. So, you know, I can relate to that. But that song, I Am Who I Am, the voice you heard there singing with Jillian Clark, and I co-wrote that with Jillian and Rachel Martinez, it seems so long ago now, like 3-4 years ago. And, you know, it seems real apropos to who you are as well. You are who you are. You're not letting any of these challenges that people think might turn your life upside down affect you, because you know what you want to do. So it's a really cool theme song for you as well as for our show, I think.
I love that song, by the way.
Good. It's available on our website at truetrinity.com, because it's our trio. TRUETRINITY.com. The full song is available over there. I'm glad you did enjoy that. Okay, so we want to talk a little bit about the author, the music. So since we, you know, Joyce brought it up, go ahead. What type of music are you into? What do you do? Is it part of your production company?
Sure. Absolutely. Well, I'm also a poet, and so I have a passion for poetry. Definitely, late. Great Maya Angelou was definitely one of my lyrical mentors. Mm. She's a wordsmith, and I love that about her, as well as Nikhil Giovanni. And I've been writing since I was about 6 years old, but really didn't step out into my poetry until my late 20s, actually. And I love words. I love the play. I love the expressions. I've coined myself as an expressionist. And what I started doing after I started writing, I started putting all of my poetry, a lot of my poetry, to music, because I'm somewhat of a producer as well. However, I am currently working on my third CD titled Mina Moore, and I have been blessed to work with Tara Divine Drain of Divine Logic Music Group, who is engineering and also co-producing my next album. And it's definitely a different type of work from what people are used to hearing from me. It embodies this journey, the metamorphosis that I'm going through. And I'm excited because I have some new tunes on there, working with some really awesome artists that are other poets and lyricists that are coming aboard. So I'm excited.
Okay. What genre do you use? You have a genre that falls into at this point.
You know what? My genre is YMC funky. That's what it is. It's my music. If I hear anything that gets me tapped and it gets me going, it could be rock, it could be reggae, definitely it can be calypso, country, anything that has a nice tune. I'm a bass line baby, so I like my bass lines. I like my slap guitar, my pianos, and my acoustic guitar. So anything that's funky, that gets me going, it gets my spirit moving, that's what I'm using.
Okay. You said you started at age 6. Wow.
Yes, I did. Yeah,
so
I started keeping some journals.
Was part of your dream to do something with that writing at that point?
No, it was never. I used to sit in Key West, Florida, up under the Ponciana tree, and I would write. Or I would be at the beach and I would write, and I just fell in love with the ability to express myself on paper. It was something I used to look forward to when I would go to the beach or I'd go away, and I loved it. And the older that I got, that was something that I actually would run to. I found refuge in my words and in my writing. And when I began to write, I could be any and everything that I wanted to be and express how I wanted to express myself. And so I've blossomed, if you will, into this person, that I can say humbly has been powerful with words and my expressions of what it is that I write. And I paint some very multidimensional pictures. You know, oftentimes they really prick the hearts and the spirits of people.
Okay. Yeah, I know writing can be a very good escape sometimes, too, from what
yes.
is out in the real world, you know, what
exactly.
facing, and it can be both a way to get away from it and a way to figure out what it really is and what it's doing in our lives. You know, I used to do the same kind of thing. It's like my vacations had a notebook and a pen in my hand, so I'd remember it better. It wasn't
right.
necessarily
right.
to avoid anything that was going on. It was like, I need this. I need this picture when I get done.
Right.
And so then is it, you're talking a little bit about the emotional and the journey that you're going through with your songs. So are they picture, are they emotional? Well, I'm sure it's depending upon who's listening to it on the emotion. But are you trying to portray an image to folks or just get out what you want to be portraying?
Oh, absolutely. This particular work, this masterpiece that I'm working on, and I'm saying that because I believe it's beautiful and powerful, it really speaks to the aspects of beauty that I discovered in my own personal soul journey. Everything from being transparent to the fact that we all have issues. If people tell you they don't, they're not telling you the truth. But becoming letting yourself, you know, be who it is that you are, but, you know, discovering your beauty, your power. And I have pieces in there of one of them is called I Am, and it's a small I, capital A, capital M, and it's talking about who I really am, my likes, my dislikes, my grooves, my pet peeves, everything about me, but being honest about it. But the power in that is when you are truly being the authentic you are so powerful. And emotionally growing and maturing and being able to say that I know for a fact that I'm here and the world will remember me. And so there's a lot of dominion. I'm walking in these pieces. I'm very strategic in the placement of words, a lot of metaphors that I've coined as menophores, you know, that I've been using. And so those are the pictures about transformation, about growth, about empowering your own self so that you can empower others, about each one teaching one and reaching back. And I want the album reaches out. It really does. And it grabs people. And I believe different people from all walks of life are able to experience something and get something from my album.
And when will you be coming out with that?
That will be the spring of 2015. Yes, spring of 2015. Okay. So definitely, you know, everyone can look forward. I will be having a listening party as well as a launch with one of my other new books, Life in Depth. That'll be out, we're thinking probably April, but they can watch Facebook and my website for that information.
Okay. All right. So you've written several books as well. You're talking about your next book to come out. Jeez. Okay. You're going to be running a marathon. You're training for a marathon.
Yes.
You're taking care of your son. You're writing. You're producing a CD. You're publishing a book. Okay, you're coaching. Are there really enough hours in the day?
There is, and I have a play coming out in next year, January, February, called The Survivor 5 Monologues that I'm ecstatic about. So, yes, definitely.
Okay. Does that have to do with the domestic violence?
Well, it's a piece of it. I do have two domestic violence survivors as myself, but it's a story about women who are triumphing, you know, over obstacles, and they're using their obstacles as opportunities, and how they have gone through the mud and they've danced in the rain, and it's their real life stories on stage. And I'm excited because some of us have been through, you know, some sickness, you know, some have lost children, others recession, you know, jobs, but how they bounce back. And I'm telling you, the way that they bounce back is so powerful, and it's that story, it's that energy, that's the synergy that's in this play that's going to change lives. It's going to transform the nation because I want to go nationwide with it. So,
of course you do. Of course you do. I would not expect anything less. You might as well include it in your travels and go international. Take it over to Italy with you when you go run.
There you go. I like that type of thinking.
Yeah. All then it's all a tax write off too.
Exactly.
We
like
to look
those.
For those lists as well. Yeah. So, you know, obviously you're inspiring me. You inspire Joyce. Hopefully you're inspiring a lot of our listeners as you're telling your story here. So who inspires you? Who motivates you to keep going on a regular basis?
Who motivates me? Well, one of the people that motivate me is me, to be honest with you, that woman in the mirror who I see now, that I've seen grow, that I've wanted better. And even at times when I looked at myself and I maybe didn't feel better, I believe that I could. And one of the other people is my mother, Dr. Juliet Martin Thomas. She inspires me. She is one of the most phenomenal women that I know, who I've seen push, and she's touched so many lives. But I've learned how to keep moving and going and expanding and stretching by her love and that reach. And then my son, Micaiah, a.k.a. Judah Man. He inspires mommy to get out of bed when she's in pain, or to go to my meetings when sometimes I'm fatigued, or the things that I need to do to be involved in this life or to go and push, write my books, do my music, because he's living and he's breathing and he's a miracle and he's an assignment that God gave me. So how can I not want to live and just do more and be better? How not? Why would I squander life? I have the best.
And you did also mention Maya Angelou.
Yes.
Amazing
yes.
woman, like you said too, with words.
Yes, yes.
Did you ever get to meet her in person?
No, I've never been able to meet her. However, we've been in places together, but I've never been able to shake her hand or to hear her voice very close up to me. But yeah, definitely.
Okay. And she's as amazing in person as she is, on paper and on TV. Because I did get the chance to do that. Briefly at a Business and Professional Women's convention back in 2000, actually. And she was in Minnesota and our keynote speaker. It's just she's doing the same thing she is.
Yes,
she's saying
definitely.
That about you when you get done.
Exactly. The world will know that I was here. I believe that. I will leave my soul print. That will be my lecture.
Okay. You've talked about some of your rituals and some of the things that you do. I don't know how you have time for the rituals, but I also know that, like you, for me, if I don't take the time to do some prayer and meditation, at least sitting quietly, briefly, there won't be time in the rest of the day. Everything kind of becomes topsy-turvy if I don't take that time.
Well, definitely.
I hope that
ritual.
You have one.
You hope that I have a ritual?
No. In general, to people who are listening, I hope they have, some kind of spiritual practice that they do, whatever it is
sure.
for them,
Sure.
Put that. But you had mentioned, yours, that you do take the time for prayer and meditation. And, are there other, obviously the time with your son is also part of your daily life and things. Are there other rituals or things that you do that keep you centered and grounded in your daily busyness of your life?
Absolutely. And even more so, the more that I'm growing and maturing is that I realize just how important being balanced, centered, and grounded are in everything. And you spending time with yourself and having that time to really cultivate those things, and you should never be brief. We should never be so rushed with that. If we can schedule everything else, family, life, career, friends, so on and so forth, we have to schedule us in. And it's very important because if we can't take care of other people, we can't take care of other people if we can't take care of ourselves. And so every day I do write, I journal. In the morning, whether it's one word that I write in my journal, or at night, I write something, and I call it my mind cleanse. I mind cleanse every morning and every night, and I speak to the day. And so that's a part of my ritual. I tell the day what it's going to be. I speak to the atmosphere because I believe that miracles are born in the atmosphere of expectancy. I don't believe that we should rush into a day. So when I'm up, I'm in that mirror and I'm talking to me, saying some affirmations, but some of the most powerful words. I'm telling the day what it's going to do, the opportunities that I will have. I'm telling my body that it will work. We will not be in pain today. My son will have a good day. My family's going to be protected. I'm prosperous in every area of my life. And then I hear my Rocky Balboa music, Eye of the Tiger, then I'm ready to go. That's where I punt it. And I have me some theme music. Everyone who's ever heard me speak know me. They know that I operate and I flow in a melodic way. And I have theme music in everything I do. And I call it power.
Nice. Yeah, rising up. No matter what, as you say, Rocky music. No matter what tries to get you down, you still get back right back up and move through it. So I could see how that would That would be your theme song, or one of them at this point. So I don't want to say what's next because we've pretty much got a what's next, but what, you know, do you have particular dreams and aspirations beyond, you know, when you, we know spring and into next fall, so that's 1 year ahead. What do you have is, you know, what, do you think you've got some other purpose beyond all of this? Do you, you know, have you gotten through your meditation, through your writing? What is next for you or what your plans are? Or do you just, are you just going to let it flow and see what happens?
Oh, sure. I have a plan. I have some things that I want to do outside of the projects, conferences that are coming that I would like to take nationwide. But outside of the books and all the marathons, the walks, and starting organizations, I would like to start a university for individuals where I would bring different coaches that I would handpick, not just educators, but that would be able to come in on a smaller level, more of a concentrated focus, an accelerated program where we are empowering people. And it's inspired to go higher university. Now, so definitely that's something that I'm thinking about doing. And it may sound simple, but it's so much power in that because there are so many of us who are so gifted and there are people who admire us and they want to get next to us. I want to bring those people into one place at one time so that we can do what we do best. That's really to lift up our respective communities and change the world like that. And I believe that's something that can be done. I have a clothing line that I'll be releasing. I want to do that in 2015, already designed and now it's being created. And so I'm looking fall of 2015 to have that released. Excited about it, the different pieces that I have. I have a shoe line that I've been designing for the last 3 years that I'm going to actually step out and stay there on faith and release to the world. So there are countless things that are a part of the Yamina McIntosh paradigm that we can look forward to, the Yamina McIntosh Foundation, where I give scholarships to high school seniors and college seniors to further their education, also small business owners. All of the scholarships are $1,000 apiece, and so that's something else I've been doing for the last couple of years, and I stopped for 2013 and 14, but we'll be restarting in 2015.
Wow.
And that's just a little bit, but that, you know, definitely.
You know, there's not too many people that can leave me speechless, but you just did.
I'm humbled by that because it's,
wow.
I'm grateful. I'm grateful to the Creator for being alive, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's just, there's so much. And, you know, okay, if somebody would say to you, well, let me back up a little bit. You know, Joyce asked you about your coaching.
Yes.
And you had said that, you know, you look at people and there are so many times and so often that they are scattered and, you know, don't know what to do or where to go or have this project and that project, you know, in the works and things like that. You know, I guess part of what I would say is, you know, it sounds like a whole vast different directions that you're going, and yet, you know, it's all you. It's all you. You've brought it together and somehow been able to do that. You have, as a coach, do you have a coach? I know typically people do. You know, help
yes.
you streamline, you know, what you're doing and where you're going with it.
Absolutely. Oh, I believe that every coach needs a coach, every trainer needs a trainer, and I'm excited, very happy and blessed to have a team that I call the village of people in my life who are so invested in into my success and what I'm doing. And I strongly suggest that individuals that do have dreams, goals, and aspirations, that they find mentors and coaches and people that are willing to invest time into them and understand, you know, that it's very important to lift each other up. But I do have a coach, and I'm grateful for her, Shantina Gladney, who's in Wisconsin, definitely one of my coaches that I work with and that's working with me. And I'm very excited about that. Erica Mitchell is my personal, my transformations trainer, who's helping me get me together and bringing out the personal trainer in me as I get prepared for Ironman or the Boston Marathon that I'll be doing next year as well. So I got some good people around me, and I have a wonderful family and support system.
Nice. Well, we had Shantina on the show a couple weeks ago.
Yes. Shantina's awesome.
Yeah, we had her on the show a couple weeks ago, and, you know, if anybody wants to hear that, you know, go back into our archives there, and you can hear some of what keeps her going, too. You know, we keep going up the ladder, and we want people who are further along their path than we are, you know, somewhere that ends, but, you know, and sometimes, you know, we think someone's further along, and they don't think they are, and it's kind of nice when we can look up to them, and we can go, hey, I like what you're doing, and I want to work with you, because that lifts them up, too. We all think that we've got our downfalls, and we all think that we're good at other things, and hopefully we find a nice balance in that. We serve our purpose here and there. It's great to have those people to look up to and to bounce things off of. What can you suggest to people? You've done it a little bit. You know, what can you suggest, or what do you want to suggest and tell people, you know, as they're looking into their purpose and they're trying to figure out what they should be doing in their lives?
Well, one of the things that I can suggest is that they sit, that they schedule themselves in, you know, pencil them in. No, pen yourself in to your own book. And, you know, begin to integrate yourself into your own agenda that you have with anything else. And take some time, about 15 to 20 minutes, and I tell my clients this, to write down what you like about you, what you don't like about you. What are the things that you're doing that you love? What are the things that you're doing that you don't love? And what do you want to do? And then, I write down all the things that you want to do that you think that you can't do. And when you look at these lists, it gives you a really good idea of where you are in your life. If you're stuck, if you're complacent, if you're discouraged, if you're around the right people, because then it also makes you more aware of the conversations that you're having. What are you investing your time in? Who are you investing your time with? Is there anyone pouring into you? Is there anyone selling anything? And it gives you a really good idea after doing that assessment and evaluation to let you know what you need to do. And then I would also suggest to people that if you have the opportunity, stop doing things you don't love or you really don't like to do. You know, don't overspend. Mm-hmm. Start investing in yourself. Just because people want you to do it doesn't mean that you're great at it or that you have to do it. Life is very precious. Every moment of every day counts. Your gift is waiting for you. Step out on it. Don't sleep on it. But everything that Creator has for you literally is for you. And it will always be there, but don't waste time procrastinating and not grabbing hold of it, whatever it may be.
That's great. Well, I'm sure you have an affirmation. We like to pass on an affirmation for folks to have on this show. I don't know if you remember the one that you gave to me or if you have a different one you'd like to share. Up to you. Now would be real good time to come out there.
Okay. As far as the one that I did give to you, one of them was that I believe that each one should teach one, but we have to be willing to step out of ourselves in order to reach one. And that's my mantra. That's one of the affirmations that I do say, is that today I'm going to reach someone. Today I will step out of myself. I will teach someone. That empowers us, to go and get it. That empowers us to move. And when you really begin to think of yourself as a world changer, as a winner, as someone who's needed, who's necessary, who's important, you live different, you walk different, you speak different. You connect with people different, and you leave a different experience and imprint on the world.
Yeah. You know, people think about how they change from the way they talk to their coworker, the way they talk to their colleagues in a school, the way they talk to their parents. And you're right. You know, every day, you know, each person we talk to differently. But within each situation, we do the same thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's important. If you don't believe that you matter or that you're important or significant, then you will live like that. You will experience life like that, and you'll continue to inject that energy wherever you go. But life is about ascension. It's about movement. It's about thinking, being optimistic, but also being real and being able to reach and touch lives as you're touching it and reaching your own. No more stinking thinking. You can be your greatest ally or your worst enemy, and that's so true. You know, wasting time is a waste of time, is a waste of time. And you don't have to waste time, you know. But it's a choice. Our destinies are decided by decisions, and that's very true. Every choice you make, every choice in life that you make will decide on what you're going to be doing next and how successful you're going to be, if you're going to prosper in any area of your life. You do that. I believe that wholeheartedly.
Right. Okay. Well, another affirmation that you gave us here, I think you gave me, I think you wanted to share, is it was yesterday I was good, today I'm better, and tomorrow I'll be my best. Everything I do brings forth good fruit. I am powerful and my life has purpose. I was created to make a difference and I have the ability to change lives for the better. I will prosper in every area of my life, and there is nothing that I am supposed to do that I can't do. I'm blessed and prosperous in every area of my life. And it's just like, you know, that's awesome. I mean, I read that. I read it the other day. I'm reading it now. You know,
yes.
And it does give me chills on that, because so much of what we've heard, what you've shared today,
that's who we are.
Powerful.
Right.
Okay, is there anything that you wanted to share that I brought up for you at this point? Oh, actually, before you do that, I want to remind people again, if you want to talk to Yamina here, a couple more minutes here, do a wrap-up. I see a couple of callers I want to check on for you and see if they wanted to talk to you or if they're just listening. But anybody who does want to call in to 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. And press 1 so that we know you do want to speak on the air, although I may check with you anyway. You know, put some comments in the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations Facebook page or in the chat room on Blog Talk Radio. Any of those are open for you. So as I give you the chance to say, is there anything that we didn't cover that you wanted to make sure you shared with people today?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Definitely, I would like to give everyone the information through my website that is live and being updated, but I'd love for people to go and to get information. It's www.IamYaminaMcIntosh, and my name is YAHMINAHMCINTOSH.com. And so definitely go like the page. I'm on Facebook as well. Or you can actually send me a friend request if you'd like. And I do have an event that will be coming up as a part of what we started this year as the Love Right Tour, the Love Right Campaign. We did a 3-day 100-mile walk run within the city of Milwaukee to raise awareness about domestic violence, but also we started and launched the Love Right campaign, which is a domestic violence prevention tool, as well as a healthy relationship building, has a healthy relationship building components tied to it. And we're having an informational session in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, November 1st, where we'll be talking about my new Love Right anthology that we'll be releasing in spring of 2015, as well as the documentary that we're working on, and talk about the petitions that were signed. We had over 345 people who took the pledge, including our mayor, as well as who signed the petition. And so I'm encouraging everyone to come out November 1st to the Washington Park Library in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, from 2:30 to 4:30. And they'll get more information about our upcoming events, our panels and workshops, as well as the tour, the national tour that we'll be kicking off in January of 2015. And we have some ambassadors, some Love Right ambassadors that are getting in place that are excited about taking this vision to their respective communities.
Okay. Cool. And then are you going to take that nationally or internationally as well, like you're doing everything
else? Of course, Cindy, yes, and definitely. I'll also be going to Uganda. In 2015, I'm really excited about that. I'm also a part of a leadership team of a ministry that is planning ministries internationally. And so I'll be going to Uganda, then possibly over to Kenya. And there are opportunities there, as well as for a cause athlete running marathons as well. But I'm taking the Love Right there as well. So I'm very excited about what our creator is doing.
Okay. With this being Domestic Violence Awareness Month, I'm going to kind of step out of this particular piece of it. Is there, bring that piece of it to the forefront for a moment. What can you tell people as far as the relationships to, try to avoid being in those situations? Is there a way to do it if somebody's predisposition to be, become violent? We may or may not know that. Is there anything that you can suggest to people if they see that in their relationships or with their friends, or how do they avoid being in, some kind of violent relationship?
I understand what you're asking. In terms of a predisposition, you may deal with that. However, the signs that people can watch for, me being physically abused was the onset for me, having my face split and having 42 stitches placed in my face. Healing from that, I realized that there were signs that happened before I was abused. There are certain things that he did that I really didn't pay attention to: the yelling, the anger, then the emotional abuse, the verbal abuse, bullying. Those are different things that oftentimes we take for granted, and we just really say that, oh, that's, it's not that serious. But at the time, that it was getting serious. And those are things that when they're going on in your relationship, I definitely seek help, seek counseling, find refuge, because what can happen is it can boom into something else. It can explode where you'll find that there will be physical abuse. And then you definitely have your domestic violence situations and abuse that are going on. So those are signs. And just because someone is yelling at you or, they're telling you they don't like something about you, doesn't mean that they're an abuser. But what it does mean is that you have to be very careful, and it is a fine line before you cross over to the physical part.
Okay. So can counseling, can support groups, things like that, nip that potential in the bud, or do people have to get out of the relationship? Is there I don't want to say a quick fix, because that's not such a thing, but can that help someone who is predispositioned to being violent in a relationship? And that's man or woman, folks. I just want to clarify
Absolutely.
That and make sure that that's out there, because it doesn't matter. It can work both ways. I know usually it's the guys, but that's only because they are physically stronger, typically. But I know some women that you know, if I were the guy in the relationship or the girl in the relationship, I would have been out of there. So,
sure. It's
the feeling that they're going, you know, my God, I can't control this. You know, I feel like I'm going to slug somebody. You know, is there some way they can curb that for themselves, too?
Well, absolutely. Therapy and counseling are extremely important, and they are very effective, especially if you have a therapist or a counselor that is really in tune with what's going on to you and they're a very good listener. They can create a behavioral management plan or a plan for you and your mate so that you all could come to different agreements or really work on those things that are happening or causing the anger, causing, you know, the issues that you're actually having that precipitate the violence or the abuse. And so at the early stages of abuse, seek counseling. And also suggest that people have a counselor ongoing. It's very important. And it can really help. In that, it can help to remove the domestic violence. It can help to stop it, prevent it, all of that. Absolutely. You know, that's something that people, I think that they need to do more of, but there's a stigma attached to domestic violence, of course, where people believe that just because, you know, if they are, you know, angry or if they're dealing with something, they don't want to be coined and as an abuser, or they don't want to be labeled, I mean, as an abuser. But you're not necessarily, you're labeled as a person who cares and loves their mate, and they want to get help, and they want to see better. All the different tools that are out there, definitely that's something that people need to do more of, is get the counseling and talking amongst one another, and to come up with a plan. Your counselor would definitely help you come up with a plan where, or mediator, get a mediator. But they all definitely are very helpful.
Okay. Great. See, you're the causes here. So, I don't know, is there anything else that you wanted to say on that or any other causes you wanted to focus on today?
Definitely domestic violence. I'm urging, you know, if there is anyone in a domestic violence relationship or situation, that they do seek help. And I call for the survivor mentors, the advocates, because I'm also an advocate, to really, if they know that people who are going through that, to just reach out. I definitely love for those individuals out there who would like to connect with me. They can go to my website or find me on Facebook or Google me, Yamina McIntosh, and I definitely will respond or possibly accept your friend request. And individuals out there that have lupus, can find my story on my WordPress blog. Or if you go to WordPress, you can type in Yamina McIntosh. I do have a blog on there, and I talk a lot about my story and my journey, and even more so now as it progresses, because the type of lupus that I have has been progressing rapidly as to where I am facing more challenges. So it's just causing me to embrace and really find out other different herbs and different things that I can use in order to be better, to feel better, and to manage my symptoms and my pain. So I definitely would encourage people to friend me on Facebook. They can read some of my story, and my upcoming book is called Sister Butterfly, where I talk about my entire journey from beginning to where I am now. There are pictures of some things that have happened with my skin because of lupus, my eyes, and just my memos to myself, some of my affirmations. But it's just a book really geared toward the transformation I've gone through mentally, with changing the way that I think about my health and the changes I've made to really save my own life.
Okay. Nice. Boy, you've given us a lot to think about, a lot to focus on here. Yeah. Give us again, you know, you just said it, but give us again your contact, your website, your contact information.
Oh, sure. My website is www.iamyaminamattash. My name is YAHMINAHMCINTOSH.com. or you can find me on Facebook / Yamina McIntosh, as well as I have a fan page on Facebook, and it's Yamina McIntosh and Family. Family is spelled P as in Paul, H as in Happy, A as in Apple, M as in Mary, L as in Larry, I as in Igloo. So definitely check me out there. My music is on Reverb Nation. I have some pieces out there that you can listen to hear. You can find me on YouTube, some performances and some speeches and some different things that I've done. But just definitely you can connect with me there. And to keep watch for my Survivor 5 monologue play that's coming in 2015, the Love Right Tour that's coming. Love to get some feedback. And if you'd like to take the pledge, you can start doing that online on Tuesday. Next Tuesday, you can start doing that at IamYaminaMcIntosh.com, as well as I'll be featured in the 2015 Spoken Visions magazine calendar. And so you can look for that. So a lot of great things going on, awesome energy, and I'm very excited.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, I think that's pretty much what I have for you for today.
Wonderful.
I very much appreciate you sharing what you've got. And thank you for your time and being who you are in the world as you continue to share and go out and spread good works, good energy, and the power of moving beyond the adversity or what some people consider should be adversity into what you are meant to be and what you're meant to do.
Wonderful, Cindy. Thank you so much for having me on. You definitely are walking in your purpose, and you are living. And so I'm grateful for your gift, and you definitely there. And so sending you peace and hope to your radio station and all the listeners. And I look forward to working with you in the near future because you inspire me to go higher.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Yamina. I appreciate that as well. And I'll put you back on hold if you'd like to listen to the rest of the show. That's only be a few more minutes here and wrap things up, and or whatever spirit tells me to do. So thanks again. That was Yamina McIntosh as our guest today. Playwright, poet, author, musician, future Iron Man, actually probably already an Iron Man, in the eyes of many people, as she has completed and will complete so many tasks that most people would say she should not, because of having systemic lupus, because of having a child with autism, because of having been through strokes and domestic violence and all kinds of challenges. And yet she continues to move forward in her life and go higher and challenge herself to do things outside of the box, as well as she does with clients of her own and her coaching business and her life. It is such a blessing to hear people like that. I hope that each of you can find someone to inspire you to take yourself, to take your dreams, your goals higher when someone tries to tell you you can't. Make sure you have a support system that tells you, oh, yes, you can. Because if you dream it, you can achieve it. There's no doubt about that. If you have a picture in your mind of what you can be, it doesn't matter what adversity tries to come in front of you. You'll be able to picture and get the guidance to be able to go beyond that adversity. Yamina mentioned writing prayer and meditation as part of her rituals every day, as well as looking in that mirror and being able to say, I am great, I am who I am the person that I'm meant to be, and I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. Those are my words. Those aren't exactly the words that she said, but it means the same. And every day that we can do that, you know, I don't know about you, but most, for me, being able to look in that mirror and say, hey, you're great, that's not the easiest thing in the world to do all the time. You know, I had a test today, and I wanted to go hide under a table because it just didn't do what I wanted. Maybe, you know, I'll find out tomorrow, the next day. You know, I can easily cut myself down. But you know what? I've got a support system, like Amina has for hers. I've got a support system that I know will tell me, hey, it doesn't matter what you think you did. It matters what the grade is for the moment because you have to pass the course. But the reality is, it's just a step. It's a stepping stone to what the final outcome will be, what the final day at graduation will be, what the final goal. And as long as those steps, you'll get there. You know, there may be some stumbling stones. There may be, some roadblocks and some challenges. But you know what? That picture is what will keep you going. So find the support systems. Find the people in your life who can take you further than you think you can take yourself. Find people that inspire you. Whether it be someone that you've never met. As Jamina mentioned, Maya Angelou. Doesn't matter. You know, find those inspirations, find those motivators. Take a look at some of their history, because you know what? I bet that even though their story is success now, it wasn't always that they were able to overcome things that other people said, oh, you can't. If you look through history, you look at Michael Jordan, who was basically told you can't play. You look at Beethoven, who was basically deaf, the concerto. You look at, there's a slew of people. Of course, when I want to remember them, I'm not thinking of them immediately. You look at Einstein, you know, basically was told he, you know, can't do anything, and all the things that he created. You look at Oprah Winfrey, who was fired from a job in journalism. And, you know, look where she is right now. It's what you do when you hear that. Do you pull yourself up by the bootstraps and keep going? Or do you let those words sink into you and become your reality? That's your choice. That's the choice we make every single day. If you know you've got a purpose in life, just by being on this earth, if you truly believe that, then hopefully it will keep you going every day. If you need help trying to figure out what your purpose is, you know, find a coach, find a person, find a friend. Ask them. One of my counselors recently had me say, okay, you know, I want you every day to be able to say something positive that you do, something great that you do, that you're good at. And if she said, if you can't think of it, then go to your friends and say, my counselor says I have to do this, and tell me. You know what? If you can't think of what's good for you in your life or what you do well, go find a friend and ask them. They'll tell you. They will tell you. Or find someone that you don't know real well. You can do that, too. If you're afraid of your friends for some reason, because, oh, what are they going to say? Oh, they're going to laugh. They're going to laugh with you is what it's going to be, going, what do you mean you didn't know this? You'll find a way to do it. Oh, like I said, next week, hopefully we will have a couple people, at least one, if not a couple, talking about how they get through their life with service animals. Some of the challenges, pitfalls, and the wonderment that they have with those animals that keep them going, that, you know, can keep them from seizures and falling into holes or whatever, you know, as they're walking along. All those kinds of things are out there for service animals now. You know, it can keep somebody from knowing they're going to have a migraine, for crying out loud, and get the medication fast enough. I don't know how that all works. Hopefully she and any of my other callers might be able to explain that for you. Somewhere in November, I'm hoping. You heard Joyce White Nelson on the phone earlier today. She is one of those people working with that social media, that collaborative book. And we'll be getting her and some of the other folks from this area on the show also. If you yourself know anyone or you are living your purpose and would like to share it with the world, please do send me an email, jump on our website, click on the contact me, or send an email to cindy@purposetalkradio.com, C-I-N-D-Y at purposetalkradio.com. We do broadcast every Monday, noon Pacific, 2 p.m. in the Central, 3 p.m. on the East Coast, and 8 p.m. in the UK. I am also looking for, I guess I'll call them co-hosts, so that we can have some shows on different days of the week. If that is of interest to you, if you'd like to have your own show, let's talk about what the topic might be. I am open to it as long as it sits on a positive level and helps people and promotes them being who they're supposed to be. We've had readers on here. We've had landscapers. Have we had landscapers? I don't know. Oh, I think that's someone I was looking at recently. Whatever that might be, it doesn't matter what people are doing per se. We've all got messages to give to the world. So if you'd like to host your own show under the Purpose Talk Radio or the Positive News, the True Visions Radio Network, I'd love to talk to you about that. See where we might be able to go to have your show within that part as well. So, having said all of that wonderful stuff, I invite you to check us out next week. I invite you to live your purpose, whatever that might be. Live to your destiny, one day, one moment at a time. The song that we open and close with every week is called I Am Who I Am. It is by the group True Trinity. Their website, TRUETRINITY.com. The voice that you will hear is Jillian Clark. My co-writers, Jillian and Rachel Martinez. So as we close the show today with I Am Who I Am, I wish you all soul blessings.
I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.